Bob, you enjoyed working with the quarterbacks as opposed to the wide receivers?
It's been great. And it's obviously a lot more goes into it. You know, you're more focused on the details of the run game, and so some facets are a little bit different, you know, and getting into a little bit more of understanding the blocking schemes up front and talking about those and how things play out. So it's been a challenge, but it's been a nice change.
Is it strange working with just three guys instead of seven, eight?
Yeah, it's more of the meetings, you know, become more of a discussions, you know, and there's a lot of give and take, and it's got that, you know, that closer feel to it because there's only four guys in the room, including myself. So it's definitely different than having a group of 14 guys in a room. So it's different, but I've found it really increases the amount of give and take between you and the players. So I've enjoyed it.
After the season Eli had, how do you sit down and say, look, you really need to improve on this?
Yeah, I think every good player, and really a great players like he is, Super Bowl MVP type of players, you almost don't have to do that because they want to get better. You know, he sits down after the season and says, this is what I can improve on and this is what I need to do. And you reinforce that. You bring another, you know, aspect to it. Hey, did you think about this? You know, can we work on this? But those great players, they're that way because they push themselves. So you're not in a position where you're having to always point out to him. He comes to you with things. Hey, I want to work on this. I know I can get better here. So because he's like that as a player, it makes that easy part of my job.
Coach, that said, anything specific Eli is working on this training camp?
Yeah, I think we've spent a lot of time with our movement in the pocket, which was something he improved on last year, but we're continuing to work on moving in the pocket and at the same time, you know, keeping our eyes downfield and having good throwing mechanics when we're ready to pull the trigger after we've had to move in and out of the pocket. I think we've focused on that. We've worked on that. It was something he improved on last year. And I think, you know, always your decision making and your ball security year in and year out for every quarterback in the league, but you know, especially him, he's very, you know, in tune with that and knows how important that is. So it's another thing that we talk about all the time and work on.
Coach, can you talk about the other two guys on the team? We know what Eli brings to the table, but God forbid an injury. How about Carr and Ryan?
Yeah, I think David's done a nice job in terms of, you know, David is obviously a very talented quarterback, but willing to do his role here as a backup, which means he prepares himself to play every week. You know what I mean? And he's prepared himself to be in that role so that if anything did happen, he's prepared to step up and run this team just like, you know, is to the best of his ability, just like Eli would. And I think he takes that very seriously, and I think he's done a good job with it. David brings a lot of athleticism to that spot. You know, his ability to run and make plays and extend plays, I think, stands out to you. You know, he's made some great throws in practice. We're working with Dave day in and day out about decision making and those types of things, and I think he's taking it seriously and doing well with it. Ryan's got a strong arm. He's an athletic kid who can move again in the pocket really well, and I think he's working on his progressions and knowing where to go with the football. He does it. He works at it. He's understanding coverages and where to go with the ball. I think he's very focused in on making his decisions good and making them consistent. I think he's worked at that.
He seems a lot sharper in the spring than he has the last couple of weeks here. I don't know if maybe you agree with it or not. And does that have to do with just working with sort of third and fourth team guys?
I think a little of that goes into it. You know, there's some confusion sometimes with the group he's got. He's with young guys who make mistakes. So sometimes, you know, it's some things are his fault and some things aren't, you know, and I think that plays into it. I think the one thing that Ryan is aware of and the one thing that we're working on is his consistency in terms of his accuracy. And I think, you know, he knows that. There's some mechanical things that he does that he's aware of that we've worked on to try to make his throws more consistent. He's made some great throws. He's also missed some guys, as you pointed out, and he's aware of it and we're working on it.
Martellus Bennett said probably about a week ago Eli's really good about communicating and how he wants things. He's not, you know, black and white, it's clear what he wants.
Yeah.
Do you see that with the communication between those?
Absolutely. And I saw it as much as a wide receiver coach as I see it now. You know, he would constantly come over to the wide receivers and, you know, hey, this is what I see. This is how I'm seeing this. This is the reaction I'm expecting, and this is what I need you to do. He's very clear with those guys. You know, he puts it in a way that's understandable to the players. You know, and I think that's a great tool. And he's definitely done that with Martellus. You know, Martellus being new to the system, I think just going to him and constantly reinforcing what Martellus is being coached on, but having that reinforced by the quarterback, you know, is always going to help because it makes you believe, hey, I got a good chance of getting the ball. And I think he's done a great job with that. But he does it with all the offense, you know, but especially the new guys.
Does despite having all the success that Eli has had and Jerry Reese said there are still things that he needs to improve on. Eli himself said, I know there are things I need to do better. How coachable of a guy is he, even though he's had so much success already?
He's incredibly coachable. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better guy to coach, to be honest with you. And, you know, he never comes across as though he knows everything. You know, he's been in the system now going into 9 years. There's things, you know, where the things that he knows. But every point you make, even if he knows it, he takes it as it's just something he's hearing again. It's being reinforced again, you know. And because he's such a good player, and that's what makes him, part of what makes him such a great player, is that he takes it in again. And every day, you know, we do something that he's done maybe 100 times, he tries to get something else out of it. And so he's one of the most coachable guys I've been around at any level.
Sean, you obviously have a personal connection here to the area. How has it been with a season off last year from being in Albany, but now back in the Capital Region? Anything in particular you make sure to do? I know I saw you at the track once.
Yeah. I made my annual donation to the track on opening day. And, you know, we had yesterday afternoon off, so I was able to go up and spend some time with my family, which was nice. You know, we had a barbecue at my brother's house. So, you know, anytime I get a few hours to see my friends and family, I'll try to squeeze that in. There's not much time, but, you know, a couple minutes after practice and things like that. But yesterday was a good day like that.
Is that something you missed last year, not being in this area for a little while?
Yeah, I didn't miss having to get all the tickets for the practices. I didn't miss that part. But, I mean, obviously seeing your friends and family, you miss that. And it's a way for me to, you know, you're back at work, but yet you still get a couple weeks here where you can still see people and say hello to them. And so that's a great part of it. I did miss it last year a little bit.
I mean, it's 30, 40 minutes north?
So, yeah, yeah.
So how else are you, how many times can you break away? Not as many, I'm sure, as you would like.
No, yesterday will be it. That'll be it. That'll be the only trip I make up there was yesterday afternoon. And it, like I said, it was good to see everybody. The whole family got together, but that's about the only time you have for it.